are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything, the Urban Sports Team, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Ray and Wally are in the building. What's up, Wally?
What's good, man? First show of New Year. It is. You were supposed to have one last week. It's the first show of
Technical difficulties got in the way, but Happy New Year. Thank you all for listening. Continue to support All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team. Also, check out the Urban Sports Team podcast on wallyo.podbean.com, also iTunes. But let's get into our tradition.
The pregame.
That was awkward. To start the show, we'll discuss if Case Keenum would be a good fit for the Redskins. Our boy Will T. Shorter is going to join us for that segment. At the 10-minute mark, we'll have Lex Diamond from the Heritage Sports Radio Network to discuss if the Redskins should switch to the 4-3 defense. And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment. That's Real Talk with Urban Sports Center.
Case Keenum looked clutch in the postseason game. He did look clutch. He hit Stephon Diggs in the last play, right? Wasn't that clutch? So he looked clutch in his first postseason game as a starter.
The moment that he rose to the occasion.
Right, so he has one more postseason win than Kirk Cousins, right?
Yes.
So...
Boy, you are really stretching for show topics going with this one, but go ahead.
Would he be a good fit under Jay Gruden and the Washington Redskins?
Heck no.
Why do you say that? Well, you don't believe, like, why? Why? How come Case Keenum?
Okay. I'll make that point first.
So this is the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
With Kurt, he's done it over a larger sample size,
okay,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Case Keenum, though, he's never really been given the opportunity to be a starter full-time.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been on limited occasions, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year, he's made the best of his opportunity. We don't know if it's because of the offense that he's in, or did he truly catch lightning in a bottle for one season.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I would say if you have the opportunity to sign Kurt and you don't have to break the bank, you go with that. You go with that route.
So the thing is that if Case Keenum is cheaper, right? It's
but
cheaper.
I mean, it's relative. How much cheaper? Do you really think you're
23? Say 23 million. Say the asking
I'm not
price
paying Kurt. I'm not paying Case Keenum.
So you're paying
million.
Kurt 28 to 30 million?
No, you're going in the draft and getting a quarterback.
I'm just saying that's your option.
You don't get either one of these guys. I don't even know why Case Keenum is in a discussion. First of all,
if he takes his team to the Super Bowl, he's getting money. He's getting paid. Someone's going to want it, Case Keenum.
You know what? This show would be great if Case Keenum is a starter here next year. I would enjoy it.
Me too.
He won't have a number one defense to get him shorter fields.
Somebody rated
he's
like somebody.
He's not going to have a run game.
Like Case Keenum.
I don't really just. You talking about Case Keenum? If I'm a Falcons fan, right, and somebody asked me, hey, would you like Case Keenum to be your quarterback as Matt Ryan's retired? I'd be like, hell no. Hey, let's start over.
I'll say this, Matt Ryan, compared to you.
Stop.
You really stretching it. You're trying to stretch for topics, bro. Matty Ice,
that name came from somewhere. He makes big throws all the time. But anyway, go ahead.
He makes them on occasion. It's not about that. There are plenty of quarterbacks that can't make the number of plays that Matty Ice or Matt Ryan has made over the years.
Uh-huh.
But it's just that when it's that big moment, he does it to me. He doesn't elevate to that big moment. If Case Keenum, let's do the hypothetical.
Yeah.
If Case Keenum were to come to D.C.,
yeah,
as Ray alluded to, he won't have the same defense.
Mm-hmm.
He won't have the same running game.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't have the same caliber of receivers that he has in Minnesota.
This is all true. I'm not going to take that away from him. That's all true.
I think it's foolish for any Washington fan to come here and think that Case Keenum is going to catch lightning in a bottle like he did in Minnesota if he came to D.C.
Point blank, it's not an upgrade. Case Keenum is not an upgrade.
How much better is Kirk Cousins to Case Keenum? That's the question.
With Kirk Cousins, you're getting a guy that's going to be at the top when he has one of those elite seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He can do what Matt Ryan did.
I guess the floor on him is
you're going to get a guy that's in the top 12 of quarterbacks in the NFL.
But let's put it this way. So is Jay Gruden a good offensive coordinator? Supposedly. In terms of offensive minds in the NFL.
I think he's a good play designer.
Okay. And his quarterbacks typically put up decent numbers.
His quarterbacks put up numbers in the system, but the run game is lacking.
No, I agree. But I'm saying in terms of quarterback play, right? So we're going to look at it because that's what we're assessing, right? His quarterbacks have put up decent numbers.
That's
true. They usually are good numbers.
Absolutely.
So I'm just saying, how do we know, per se, when we're talking about Kirk Cousins, compared to a Case Keenum, right?
So you think he could turn Case Keenum?
All I'm saying is that he can give you numbers. It's not about, again, we're not talking about wins, right? We're not talking about wins because in that case here, Kirk Cousins hasn't won. When we're talking about numbers, right? Because that's the whole thing people judge Kirk Cousins on is numbers. And we're talking about numbers. Could Case Keenum put up numbers with Jay?
Well, no, Jay Gruden is not at this point because when the media mentioned that to him, what did he say? We're 7-9.
We're 7-9.
It does come down to wins at the end of the day. But you know what, though? For real, Kirk has to take the blame on some of it. Because look at what Sean McVay did this year in L.A. Now, Sean McVay, did he help Kirk Cousins to have one of the greatest seasons for any Redskins quarterback? Highest completion percentage, 5,000 yards, whatever. But in the red zone, for some reason, the Redskins could never cash in.
Yeah.
So you can't put that all on the coaches. Kirk Cousins' decision-making sometimes is questionable when he throws off his back foot, when he doesn't seem to be prepared for the blitz. There are things that Kirk Cousins does need to fix in his game, and ultimately that's up to Kirk Cousins. Because I think Jay Gruden, even with Kirk Cousins in the equation, his track record is proven too.
Who, Jay Gruden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of it does come down to Kirk Cousins. I don't know if Case Keenum is the best decision maker either, based on the sample size that I have of seeing him the last 2 years.
You talking about just last two years in the season.
Last two seasons. One with Minnesota, and prior to that,
in LA, right?
Yeah, right. So, and what did LA do?
Oh, they did nothing.
With Jeff Fisher,
who again a lot of people have been negative on.
You know,
it's not a lot. It's me.
No, you know, you're not the only one. Many people have hated on Jeff Fisher.
I'm just saying, I would not necessarily take Case Keenum because I just don't think it's an upgrade. Jay Gruden may be able to transform, but is that going to translate to more red zone touchdowns?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about if you're looking at stats. If we're talking about stats. You look at
Stats are better.
Like you look this season, if you look at Case Keenum stats this season, almost about 70% completion percentage, almost about 4,000 yards, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
But you also have
Kirk Cousins has thrown more interceptions than Case Keenum.
But you
this
also
season, this yeah. season.
Yes. I'm just talking about this, and that's what I'm going on.
No, but this is the thing you always You always have to factor in. Case Keenum has the best receiving duo in the NFL this season.
Agreed. I'm not taking that. I agree. Statistically speaking,
Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, best duo in NFL this season.
Talking about stats,
I don't know that as a fact, but you know, I know that is a good core receiving core.
It may be arguably the best duo.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
the whole receiving core. I'm talking about those two strong receivers.
Houston got two good ones out there too that put up big numbers.
No, they're hurt though. He was hurt for most of the season.
Yeah, William Fuller was hurt for most of the year. I'm just speaking from a statistical standpoint. Mm-hmm. Now, Case Keenum, you bring him to D.C., who is he throwing the ball to?
That's the secret weapon.
Josh Dotson.
Okay, you keep believing that.
Release the secret weapon.
Josh, anyway, we might go to a break, man. All right, should the Redskins move to a 4-3 defense next year, we'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to join us. You listen to the Urban Sports Site for IGIS. You dig? Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Solon Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
These is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. You listen to Ray, Wally, Will T. We're your hosts. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's going on, Lex?
What's going on? Man, not too much, man. Trying to figure out if it's going to snow 2 inches or if it's going to snow 2 feet.
Lex, you think it's going to snow for real? You believe in the snow? You believe in the weather, man?
I believe in the snow fairy. We already had one snow dusting.
Yeah, like right.
You know, usually when they, you know, you see a second and a third,
mm-hmm.
there's a possibility we're going to get, you know, swamped with some snow. Mm-hmm. This could be the one.
That's true. I'm the one who always doubts the weather, man. You know, cause they always steer me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I used to get boosted. Like, it's going snow. I don't have to go to work. And all of a sudden, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, there's like no drops, no nothing sticking. Then I was like, you know what? I lost the faith. But then on the flip side, I have been stuck in 8-hour traffic that ruined my life because I didn't believe in the snow. I didn't believe in the weather, man. Ray can attest to this.
Hey, well, my biggest fear is it snows, like, just droplets. And then once you get to your job or your destination or where you're going, and then you get yourself there, and before you know it, it's coming down extremely hard, and it doesn't stop.
Yeah, that's
how it is. Now you're stuck on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And like you said, 8 hours, you didn't fill up. Now you're stuck in this situation. And you just, you know, you just wasted the whole day.
Yeah, Lex, that happened to me, like, was that 8 years ago? Was it 8 years?
I don't know, but it was funny. Like, if you heard of Snowmageddon while he was in it.
I was in it.
And he was his regular arrogant self right before then, talking about the weatherman, don't know nothing. And after that, he started taking off any time they talked about flurries. So it was kind of funny, but, you know, we're looking at, you know, 1 to 3 inches, or it could be 3 to 4 inches. And right now, the Redskins are running the 3-4 defense. And what we're trying to ask you, Mr. Lex, is if they should switch their defense to the 4-3.
Hey, I'm like this, man. If it's going to help you win games, then do it. But if it's not going to help you make your team better, then don't do it. It's all based on your personnel. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of personnel do you have? Do you have 3-4 personnel, or do you have 4-3 personnel? And if you're switching to a 4-3, does that mean guys like, you know, the guy you just drafted, the
Jonathan Allen,
does that mean that he's not needed any longer? Are you moving his position? You know, those are the questions, you know, you're wondering. Are they suited for a 3-4? Or can they handle the responsibilities of a 4-3?
You don't think
so? Those are the questions you got to ask yourself.
So when I look at this team, I look at the roster, I look at a team that, to be honest with you, is more of a 4-3 team. And I think Jonathan Allen is a versatile. I don't look at him as a nose tackle. I look at him more as a defensive tackle in a 4-3. And you combine him with Ioannidis, I think you got a nice, you know, a nice little set of D tackles in the 4-3. And I just don't, when I look at Kerrigan and Preston Smith, I look at them more as defensive ends in the 4-3 rather than outside linebackers in the 3-4.
And that's the question that you gotta answer. Like, Preston, if you're right, he probably is more conducive for playing that defensive end position. I don't believe Kerrigan is.
Say it again, Lex. I couldn't hear you.
Say that again?
Say it again. I couldn't hear you. So you said it again?
I don't believe Kerrigan is a defensive end. You know, I mm-hmm. think he's a 3-4. You know, he's a 3-4 guy.
You think so? Okay.
So you lose his 12, 13 sacks because now you got him playing as the defensive end in a 4-3 where he's constantly going up against the tackle. You know,
oh, I get you.
Before
I got
you. Kind
of rotate. Got you. I get you. But you can still move them around, though, right? I mean, that's what teams typically do anyway. Like, if you look at teams who run the 4-3, some guys can move them around any which way if he's their main pass rusher. That's what the Giants used to do in their 4-3.
But this is the thing is, why are we switching to a 4-3?
Because they're not fast enough to play the 3-4. Like, anytime.
I mean, well, that means we go to the draft. And we draft linebackers. You know what I mean? You go get you some faster linebackers, which has been an issue for Redskins, I think, the last 5 years. They really haven't had any playmaking, dominant linebackers. But maybe it's time you go after those type of guys. See, Georgia's got,
you
know,
said
Georgia
it.
And Alabama have
Man, you said
top-ranked defenses. Go after some more of those guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm with you. You said Georgia, they got – Roquan Smith, who's probably the best linebacker in the draft. But then that goes away from if you don't keep, you know, Captain Kirk, then you got to draft a quarterback and you can't draft one of those guys because those guys are first round picks.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
Do you really wanna draft the first round quarterback?
No, I don't. But I mean, I really don't.
At this point, do you really want to do that? I mean, go after the defensive players. You see what happened in Jacksonville. You see how Miles Jack slipped.
Yeah, and I thought we should draft him. Yeah, I agree.
He was a lottery. You know, expected to be a lottery pick, and he drops into the second round, second or third round, and now this guy is a major contributor on this defense, which is now a dangerous defense. It's young. Mm-hmm. It's going to be around for at least the next 5 years if they can keep everybody healthy and together. And now you've got you a first-class defense that, you know, that can possibly get you to a Super Bowl.
So you're looking at Baker Mayfield, third round quarterback. Drew Brees.
Mayfield.
Drew Brees is his ceiling. We're looking at Jason Campbell's old backup?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson might go in the second round. Yeah.
But you can wait. You can wait in your Lamar Jackson.
What was Jason Campbell's old backup? Chase Daniel. That he could be either Chase Daniel or Drew Brees. One of the two. You know, that height.
You said Chase Daniels.
Hey, guys, I love Drew Brees, but know the Drew Brees to D.C. I don't like him in D.C.
You don't like Drew Brees in D.C.?
No.
Oh, he ain't coming here anyway. But why wouldn't you want Drew Brees in D.C. anyway? Why wouldn't you?
Because you have him for 1 year?
You probably would have, 2 years probably.
Lex, you sound chopped and screwed, man. Is something wrong with our phone tonight?
What you mean?
Now you sound all right.
Oh, now you back. No, you remember the days of Lil Flip. You don't want Drew Brees in D.C. That's how it sounded for a minute. You good, though. You know what? Drew Brees.
H-Town,
exactly.
Drew Brees would not be a good fit. I agree. And to me, Daniel Snyder would be going or reverting back to old ways if the Redskins were to sign him. But if you get a good price, which you wouldn't, maybe you would think about it. But I'm totally on board with you building through the draft, getting the right guys to run your personnel. But, you know, with the way injuries occur in this league, you know, are you going to overly rely on the draft picks?
Honestly, if I'm Washington at this point, I'm just drafting because you've had a guy like Kirk Cousins who's been in your system for 6-7 years, and you're about to let him go at the peak of his playing career. I mean, like, you would think they would have signed this guy and he would have been with the Redskins 14, 15, you know, 16 years, but you let this guy blossom, and now there's a possibility he's going to walk, and now you got to start all over from the drawing board. I'm not taking anybody else's chance. I'm sorry. I'd rather just draft a rookie and just kind of go that route because, what, Redskins finished, what, 7-9?
Yeah, 7-9 with the same quarterback.
You've got a rookie, you'll probably finish 6-10 or 5-11.
Yeah.
So there's a two-game difference. You know what I mean? Have a really good quarterback in Kurt. Now you go in the free agent market and pick up one of these scrubs that a reject from another team. You know, you're going to be in the same boat that you're in now.
Go ahead.
As much as I don't like Alex Smith, I think he might be one of the better fits for the price and for what he brings to the table just while you develop a rookie for a year on the sideline.
But see, that's, again, you're doing the retread thing. Just let.
Or
you have a guy like Colt McCoy on your team that can do what Alex Smith is doing and be your 1 year stopgap between your rookie, you know, and the vet.
Just roll with
that.
This is my thing. I guess it's like a confused when because everybody has this notion like Alex Smith can win. It's like Alex Smith has won in a lot of different places. Has he won a Super Bowl? No, he's not won a Super Bowl. Has he been to the NFC Championship game? Yes, he's been to. Has he consistently been to the postseason? Yes. Like, Alex Smith, to me, if you're the Redskins, this is my thing. If the Redskins decide to put that money and that draft pick in the defense, like you said about Jacksonville, have a different focus. So you know what? Instead of focusing on just the quarterback position, let's focus on the defense. Like, let's make that a primary focus. And also, hey, let's focus on getting a running back over here so our quarterback doesn't have to do everything. If they change the focus a little bit to that route, then you probably could get an Alex Smith, or you can get somebody else, because you get all that extra money that you're going to pay the other quarterback. Pay, say, an Alex Smith, and then you're getting younger players on your defense and on your defensive line, and maybe a running back. Now you're looking like, hey, the Jacksonville Jaguars a little bit.
I agree. I mean, I really believe Washington needs to, you know, if they're not going to sign Kirk Cousins, then go a completely different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get into the quarterback, you know, free agents market where you're paying $20 to $25 million for one of these free agent quarterbacks. Just live with the rookie that you draft. You know, you might get a guy like Lamar Jackson, you know, who could be a upgrade to a RG.
Yo.
If you remember, a year ago, he was, you know, they were looking at him as he was better than Michael Vick.
And he came back another year, and his stock went down.
One more thing. Jay Gruden obviously is known for developing quarterbacks. So with that notion that he is sort of a quarterback guru, does it really matter who the quarterback who lines up behind center? Jake should be able to work with him, invest into the defense. Even if you need to switch the defense to a 4-3, wouldn't that be worth it, considering, again, you have a really good or a really strong quarterback minded off head coach, if I'm saying that right?
Well, I'm gonna say this. If that philosophy is true, and Colt McCoy should be, if Kirk Cousins is signed in somewhere else, then Colt McCoy should be able to fill that void for the Redskins.
That's a good point.
Not a guy like an Alex Smith or Drew Brees, because he's been in the system for what, 5 years, so he knows Gruden's system better than these guys.
True.
From the outside.
I just hate his arm strength. I really do. But considering the Redskins do not throw the long ball, or they didn't this past season as frequent because of the loss of personnel, then maybe you can go with Colt McCoy. So good point.
But this is the other thing. You're saying you hate his arm strength. Kirk Cousins didn't have the greatest arm strength, and the Redskins don't really have any major deep threat receivers.
Yeah.
So
the secret weapon.
All they do really is they stink and dunk.
The secret weapon.
Why not have a guy like Colt McCoy thinking he's dunking?
You said the secret weapon.
The secret weapon. The secret weapon, baby. Come on now.
Come on.
Josh Doxon.
They don't trade that secret weapon out of town.
What?
Wow.
You're giving up on Josh Doxon already, Lex?
If they don't trade him out of town.
You know what? I will take... I shouldn't be saying this on this. This is a.
It's okay. You're not a Redskins fan. But
I'm not a Redskins fan. I grew up an Atlanta fan. I remain a fair weather Atlanta fan, and I wouldn't mind having the secret weapon in Atlanta.
So you would take him in Atlanta?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, when I look at his jumping ability, when I look at his athleticism, I feel like the potential is there. He's just not in the right place right now.
Well, I'm going to say this. This guy had a quarterback, a top. What, you would rate Kirk Cousins as a top 5, top 7 quarterback in the league?
Well, stats-wise, we're talking about stats, right?
Yeah, stats-wise. We're talking about stats. We'll go ahead and rank them up there. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying we're saying Kirk Cousins is a top 7 quarterback in the league. And this guy, he looked really bad as a frontline receiver for the Redskins. And you compare him to the rookies that came in the league this year, and compare him to the other second-year receivers, and think about guys like a Julio Jones and Antonio Brown in their second season.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did not play; he didn't play well at all. And he's, in my opinion, the Redskins should be looking elsewhere for a receiver, in my opinion.
Mm. But see, I think he showed some flashes. I'll say this much. Don't forget, there was a wide receiver who looked bad in San Francisco. Matter of fact, he had a horrible game. Truth be told, other than one catch. No, not that one. He had a horrible game, and when he was younger, had a horrible game against the Green Bay Packers. A quarterback trusted him. He had that game-winning catch.
Terrell Owens.
Because he dropped everything. Terrell Owens. He dropped everything. He dropped almost. He dropped a lot. Like a lot. And then he made that one catch because this quarterback believed in him. Even though the great Jerry Rice was on this team, he believed in him, made that one catch, and propelled his whole career. I'm just saying it's hard to give up on a guy that you see potential. Like T.O. had potential. When you see plays that Josh Dotson can make, with just jumping and some of the catches he makes at the highest level, it makes you say, you know what? Yeah, and this is your rookie year. This is basically your rookie year. Your first season is playing the wide receiver position with about 16 games. Give him an opportunity to see what he can do after this year because he's going to learn from it.
I'm going to see if I can remember all of the receivers the Redskins have drafted that were supposed to be.
Oh, my God. That's a good point.
So great over the years.
Michael Westbrook.
Desmond Howard. Michael Westbrook.
Desmond Howard's my dude.
Rod Gardner. The Thomas kid. I mean, Kelly.
Malcolm
Robert
Kelly.
Robert Kelly.
Malcolm
I
Kelly.
Mean, Malcolm Kelly.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on and on. All of these
receivers
that are supposed to be so good for Washington. And then you watch other teams draft great receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Marvin Harrison with the Colts. You saw them draft Reggie Wayne. He came in from Miami. You saw him put in work. You saw Julio Jones. It didn't take him 3, 4, 5, and 6 years to put in work. These guys put in work immediately. They had impact. Randy Moss, rookie season. These guys had impact. What's the kid in the Giants with the gold hair?
Well,
they got hurt this past year. Odell Beckham.
Oh yeah.
These guys put in work the first year.
Amari
you
Cooper.
You know what I mean?
Amari
Why
Cooper.
Do we have to. Amari Cooper. Why do we have to wait 3, 4, and 5?
I'm telling you.
Years later.
I
see that these guys are not good.
Alex, believe me when I say this. Like that dude, one, I don't believe he was 110% healthy because I saw Josh Dotson play in college. Like he wasn't healthy. And then second, because he's faster than that. Actually, he is actually faster than that. And secondly, like you'll see the real Josh Dotson next year. Like because he has too much ability. He's a poor man's AJ Green. I said it before, and I'll say it again. He's a poor man's AJ Green when healthy.
Lex, you make an excellent point, though. I just want to say that you really do. When you look at the long list and say, why do we have to wait so long?
I know he's right. I agree. I agree to that point. Like this team doesn't draft well at wide receiver. Well, I agree.
Vinny Serrato's gone, brother. Come on, let it go. Let it go, man.
Hey, look. I just want to know this. Do you really believe that he's a number one receiver?
I believe that he will be a number one receiver.
No,
not
no.
Now, not
I don't.
Now.
Even at his best, I don't think he's a number one receiver.
Oh, I think at his best he will be. At his best he will be.
Okay.
I think his potential is to be number one receiver.
So you guys are split.
Yeah, we're
down
split.
Down the line with that.
Yeah, we're split.
Because I'm like, if he's not a number one, then you need to let him go. You need to trade him back.
He can't be a
Because the Redskins have a roster full of number twos and number three receivers now.
Who's number
we
two?
Need a number one receiver.
Who's number two? Obviously,
Jameson Crowder.
Oh, Crowder's a two, and that's it. Because Ryan Grant is
a number two.
And Ryan Grant's a fifth.
Ryan Grant could be a number two.
No, he can't. He just gets force-fed the ball.
Mo Harris could be like a number three or number two. Mo Harris is actually pretty good. He has a good opportunity. You don't like him?
Mo Harris is okay. I don't know.
Mo Harris could be a number two.
I don't see separation. I don't think he creates separation enough for me.
I do. As soon as he got in a game,
that
bomb, bomb.
That was no separation. He just caught it one-handed bomb. It was no separation, though. It wasn't like – it was a great catch, though. I'm not taking that away from him. It was – look, man, I'm spoiled, man. When I think of the separation, it was DeSean Jackson. Like, we don't have that. I'm spoiled. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've always stated, why'd you let D-Jax go? Because I feel like that's a guy that got open. Like, he got wide open.
Exactly.
So, if you're going to tell me about
Dez Bryant might be available.
Yeah, actually, truth be told, I thought about that.
He doesn't get separation as he did when he first came.
I will say that he would be hungry, though. I like his attitude, though, man. I always like Dez Bryant's attitude. He's just a cowboy. That's what blows me.
Who is that?
Dez Bryant. Yeah.
He'll probably be available.
That's
right?
The same thing I said. We'll see.
Sam Walker Jr. is available.
So. But, hey, Lex, before we let you go, we're going to shift the gears a little bit. Staying in the National Football League, do you believe that Roger Goodell and the National Football League will allow potential of Blake Bortles versus Nick Foles or Case Keenum in the Super Bowl? Don't you think there's going to be some type of conspiracy theory if Jacksonville has a chance to win that game? And it's close.
I'm going to tell you guys this, man. The NFL
got real on this
is
one.
so far from being rigged. You guys cannot believe that the league is rigged. The league is not rigged. I mean, forget
the Giants and the Ravens played in the Super Bowl, and they had probably the
Kerry Collins. You're right, Kerry Collins and.
Yeah, but you had the star power there on defense with the Ravens. I just feel like if you have the potential of Jacksonville versus either one of these NFC teams with the ratings problems, I just feel like
Jalen Ramsey is like gold on Super
Bowl. Yeah, he's not Ray Lewis.
No. On media day, that dude talks too much. He's gold. Jalen Ramsey is gold.
Yeah, but the average fan or the
But
the casual fan is not going to say, "Oh, Jalen Ramsey."
But to your point though, Ray Lewis wasn't Ray Lewis in 2000. No, he was a great linebacker. Ray Lewis wasn't that. No, Ray Lewis wasn't Ray Lewis in terms of like a star. He wasn't a star. He was one of the best linebackers. He wasn't a star.
Are you going to be as geared up to watch the Super Bowl if it's Jacksonville versus Philly?
Yeah, I mean, it's still the greatest show on earth. The Super Bowl is still the biggest football event. So, yeah, you're still going to watch it. You know, I mean, again, we can go back in the history of football. You know, the Giants won a Super Bowl with Jeff Hostetler as the backup quarterback. I mean, it's not unusual, if you remember, Doug Williams was the backup quarterback to Jay Schrader when the Redskins won back in the 87 year. You know, Mark Griffin had a great year, but he's not a Hall of Fame quarterback like Tom Brady. You know, so you've had teams that have made it to the Super Bowl that did not have, you know, the greatest of star power. You know, Jim McMahon was a personality, but Jim McMahon, when he was with the Bears, he wasn't this great quarterback like a Brett Favre. He was an average quarterback that happened to play with probably the best defense in the history of professional football.
Yeah, I mean, you make
really
a great.
You're on the quarterback position.
You're making valid points. Absolutely, I just feel like the way the National Football League is run, the revenue shares, the marketing, all that stuff that goes into it, I think it's going to be an issue. But thanks, Lex, as always, we appreciate you. You know, actually, you did overtime with us, and hey, it's nothing wrong with that because you know, it's been fun. Yeah, we look forward to having you on next week. We'll see what happens with this 1 to 2 inches of snow coming up.
I'm going to go on record. I'm going to say it's going to be a shock because I think Jacksonville and Minnesota going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what we picked, too. So hopefully we're all correct. Good luck with that, you know.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, let folks know how they can reach you on your platforms real quick.
Hey, you guys can catch me on Instagram and Twitter, Lex Diamonds without the A. And again, I'm always talking about something. You know, I could be watching an award show and just checking out, you know, Halle Berry or something.
Halle Berry.
My thoughts that just pops in my head at that moment. You know.
What's Annihilator?
I try to be respectful. I'm respectful.
What's Annihilator too? Yeah, I think we just lost Lex, but I'm serious. I think we just lost Lex. Yeah, but it's time to go to break. When we get back from break, it'll be That's Real Talk with Urban Sports Scene for Aegis. You dig? Deuces. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave a message. Here's the number. The number is 301-799-5407. We will feature it on the show. Let's start. We got a homie from North Carolina. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all got my message earlier. I got a question for the Redskins Nation. Why is it every time the Washington Redskins don't make a big, they go out and get a big time player, talk all that trash, what they gonna do, like Josh Norman, and we got him. What he gonna do is he gonna do that. He amount to be sorry. And we got Haynesworth. Oh, gave him $100 million deal. What'd he do? I think it's too much clubbing in the D.C. area that they just can't get over, like the Washington Wizards, you know. I just don't understand them. It's just a D.C. thing, you know. Too many clubs. I'll let your boy all day.
All right, yeah, that was my man Les, you know, childhood friend, still my best man to this day. I think that part of the culture that he's describing,
that was years ago,
went out the door with Clinton Portis. But, you know, as far as the overall culture of the team, as far as, you know, when we covered them, you do see a difference between how the defense and offense carries themselves. Although, you know, guys like Chris Thompson and Vernon Davis and Trent Williams, you can tell that they want to win, man.
The leadership is there.
You can see it, man. Yeah. The defense is very intense, though. They seem like a more close-knit unit. So the culture still needs to change. Is Jay Gruden tough enough?
That'll be determined. That'll be determined.
But as we know, the dysfunction within the organization that starts from the top all the way to the players has – in my opinion, been progressively improving. But I know that there's a lot of talks in the media about who the Redskins are going to sign. And there's always, you know, expectations among the fan base. And, yes, the Redskins often come out with a poor record. And I think that's what my man Les was alluding to. Although Les grew up a Cowboys fan and, you know, he just has a disdain for the team. So I don't know if – you know, he's being totally objective, but he's got some decent points.
No, I mean, I definitely can tell he's a Cowboy fan. but I do disagree with him in terms – well, most athletes, in my opinion, you know, they go to the clubs and whatnot. I don't think that's anything, you know, big time. Unless you're OD on it, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's if you're losing, it looks bad. If you're winning, you know, it looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
Bottom line
But players of all players,
you got to be successful. I'm not on the party scene and the social circuit like you are, my friend.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see a bunch of.
I saw Josh Norman not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him at Park.
Okay. Well, yeah. Again, I don't mind the defense, but
yeah, I don't mind the defense.
If I go out and see Josh Doxson at the club, then that's a problem. You know, do you, man? I'm sure if I went to stadium, I would catch some of them.
Of course you would, man. Anyway,
strip club's a whole nother issue.
All right, up next week, my man
Pac-Man Jones.
Up next week, my man George.
Hello, all skins, everything. This is George in Florida calling in. I haven't called in for a while, and I'm just going to answer your question as best I can in a short time. What do the Redskins need in the offseason? Well, they're going to need a new quarterback because I think Cousins is gone. We've got a bridge quarterback, if you want to call him that, and Colt McCoy on the roster, who I would not mind going into the season with next year as a starter. Hope we draft a quarterback in round one. I'd like it to be Baker Mayfield, but I'm open to other possibilities on that. And I'm sort of waiting for the draft process to begin and play itself out on that one. I think in terms of that, and the reason why I think Kirk Cousins can't be resigned is that we got too many holes in this roster. Left guard is definitely the biggest one on the offensive line. Tight end, given Jordan Reed's inability to stay healthy, is another one. Plus, we don't know what's going to happen with Niles Paul. Wide receiver, we simply didn't get enough from them this year. We need help at that position. And then, for me, the biggest concentration might be front seven. Jonathan Allen needs help on the defensive line. We need some better linebackers. We don't know what's going to happen in the secondary because we don't know if they're going to keep Josh Norman. We think Breland's gone. So those are the things, so we may even need help back there as well. But for me, front seven, left guard, tight end, wide receiver, and of course we need to draft a new quarterback who perhaps takes the reins next year if he does well in training camp, or we use Colt McCoy as a way to give him some time on the bench to learn and watch. Hopefully 2018 will be a better year than 2017 was. It was pretty much the pit of misery for most of the season, but hail to the Redskins as always. Thanks, fellas, and have a good night.
George, you must be reading our minds, man. Or either that, or you've been listening to our show.
And he has.
thank you, George, for the support. By the way, and Les, yo, George, we just talked about Colt McCoy possibly being a bridge type of quarterback, and the fact that you're okay with that means I'm okay with that. Because George, you know, you usually speak the truth when it comes to this team. And if you do draft a quarterback second or third round, I think Colt McCoy, knowing the system, he could play for at least 1 year. But is the fan base patient enough? That's my question.
No, that's a good question. That's a good question, Ray. I think is the fan base patient enough? I think the fan base wants a different quarterback, either a quarterback via free agency or a quarterback in the draft. But I'm with you, George. Colt McCoy, or, you know, for me, get Sam Bradford or get somebody like that. And in this draft, heavily on fixing some of those positions that you were mentioning, like the guard, the left guard is in need, defensive line, linebackers. That's my thing. Get some fast linebackers to pair, re-sign Zach Brown and give me another fast linebacker to pair with Zach Brown. I think you do that, this defense will be 10 times better. We've seen what speed can do for this defense. How about adding more of it? So, George, I agree with you. I'm with you on it, my man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Both callers, be honest with you. You all help support the Urban Sports, and we appreciate it.
You know, absolutely, contributors.
Yeah, you darn contributors, too. You darn too. Hey, also, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything, and rate us. Give us a comment. You know, more comments, it puts us up there to one of the all-time best podcasts. You know, what did we say back in the day when we first started the podcast thing?
Stop.
you know what I'm talking about.
iTunes top 100.
100. You know what I mean? That's the goal. You know what I mean? So leave us a comment and rate us. It can happen.
I'm just laughing because the lofty goals in the first few months were
hilarious.
A very interesting.
They were, man. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For ages, you dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. To the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.